Taylor Swift and Harry Styles, or Haler, as the Directioners are calling them, still in the news. Plus, John Mayer and Katy Perry. Let's recap the week that was. Life and Style Weekly senior reporter Laura Lane checking into the Ralphie Show right now from New York. And Laura, we'll start with Taylor Swift and Harry Styles. They seem to be progressing rather quickly now.
Very, very quickly. So quickly they've even met each other's parents.
Wow.
So their parents are super supportive. Wait, what I want to know is, why wasn't their name Terry? Like, I think we should, like, start that name for that.
You want to call them, like, Terry?
Terry, yeah. I think Terry would be a better name.
Instead of Haler. You know, I actually agree with you. I don't know what the Directioners were, what their thinking was behind that. But, yeah, no, Terry would be, we'll call them Terry from here on out. So, they've met each other's parents, and obviously they just, you know, spent a good amount of time in New York as well. Things are going to get interesting, though. I mean, obviously, Harry, I think, went back overseas, and they're coming back to the States soon. But Taylor Swift's getting ready for this big tour next summer, right?
Getting ready for a big tour. It was just her birthday, and he sent her a bunch of cakes, and, you know, being a very sweet boyfriend, playing that doting role, and yeah, it'll be interesting. It's very crazy that her mother's so supportive of this relationship, considering that she just broke up with Connor Kennedy not too long ago, and his parents are very supportive of it, but that's no surprise, because I'm sure they're happy that he's dating Taylor Swift as opposed to these 40-year-old cougars that he used to date. So, I mean, come on, of course.
But Taylor Swift's still rocking the cradle as well, and yes, a happy belated birthday to Taylor Swift as well. It was her birthday yesterday. Life and Style Weekly senior reporter Laura Lane here on The Ralphie Show. Another couple that seems to be progressing nicely is John Mayer and Katy Perry, and they've spent, once again, quite a bit of time out and about in New York, right?
Yeah, I love that we have so much happy couple news to talk about right now.
Yeah.
They've always been really on and off, and right now they are very much on, so much that she was overheard calling him her boyfriend.
Oh, boy.
That's a big thing, because before they were always very casual. She always said, you know, no, I'm not dating. I'm just hanging out, mm-hmm. just focusing on myself. And now she was overheard saying that he's her boyfriend. Again, they've met each other's parents. And yeah, they were out seeing a Broadway show together, A Christmas Story, in New York City. And they also went to a Rolling Stones concert at the Prudential Center in New Jersey. So yeah, well, they really enjoy spending time together, and they've been spending a lot of it.
Read about those stories and many more with Life and Style Weekly senior reporter Laura Lane. Have a great weekend.
You too.